Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we've gone the first hour and 32 minutes of the program guessing at the importance of tonight's Panthers game and kind of understanding it, but now Doug Plagans is here. We have an actual expert who can join us, and he's laughing at the terminology expert, but listen, look at me and Crowder and Tree, and you are obviously the expert in this situation.
I have a tie on.
Doug Plagans is the radio voice for the Florida Panthers. The only local broadcast tonight is on 560 WQAM. The game is on ESPN if you want to watch it. Plagans, explain to us and the listeners the situation. We think we have it, which is it's either going to be Boston or Florida as your Atlantic Division champions, and it's either for the Panthers going to be Toronto or Tampa as your round one opponent. But the Bruins tonight play at 7.
Yep.
Panthers drop the puck at 7:30. So by the third period, the Panthers will already have some clarity as to if they're still in play to get the one seed, but explain it all to us like we don't know anything about what we're talking about, which, by the way, we don't.
That's one of those you wonder, too, in the event that you get to that point, does that information make its way down to
how
the bench?
It not?
Does
it? How could it not?
You would imagine. Or it gets on the scoreboard, depending on what the outcome there is with Boston and in Ottawa.
Because so, if they win, it doesn't matter what the Panthers do.
That would be step one here. The Bruins and Senators, they play in Boston at 7 o'clock. Boston obviously has something on the line here. Ottawa's been out of this thing for a while. They are still a dangerous team. They can score, and you wonder when a team like that goes in playing loose at the end of a season. Sometimes that can work against you. But if the Boston Bruins win that game, doesn't
remember
matter.
What happened last season with the Blackhawks? And
well, that was a couple days before the season ended,
right.
But the Blackhawks beat the Penguins,
right,
which ultimately helped the Panthers get
right
over the hump
upended
and get in.
What was going to be a certain Penguins
and everybody
victory.
Thought that the Blackhawks had blown their chances at Connor Bedard,
yeah,
by getting that win, and
yeah,
well, things worked out fine for them. But as far as tonight goes, Boston hosting Ottawa at 7 o'clock. Now, if Boston wins that game, doesn't matter if it's regulation, overtime, shootout, if Boston gets 2 points, it locks the whole thing in. The Bruins win the division if they win that game in any fashion. They need to win it, though, because say Boston gets 1 point in that game or Boston comes up empty. All the Panthers have to do is tie the Bruins. They're 1 point back. So the Panthers just have to tie Boston in points, and the Panthers would win the division. So for the Boston Bruins, they win the division, they lock it up, and then it's the Bruins and the Lightning, and then it's the Panthers and the Leafs come round one of the Stanley Cup playoffs. If Boston loses that game, then the door is open for the Panthers, depending on what took place, whether Boston got 1 point or they ended up with nothing. The Panthers entering tonight are 1 point back of the Bruins. So, for example, Boston gets 1 point. The Panthers win this game in any fashion. They end up with the same point total. The Panthers win the division. Boston loses that game in regulation, gets nothing. The Panthers end up with 1 point tonight. Say they lose in a shootout to Toronto or something. They end up tied in points. The Panthers win the division. But again, Boston beats Ottawa tonight, and the discussion's over. Boston wins the division, and the Panthers would then play Toronto.
And the division winner
will play Toronto. The division winner will play the first wild card team, which is the Lightning.
I'm sorry. The division will. Right.
The second place team is going to play.
Is there theoretically Boston say, hey, we don't want to win tonight. We'd love to just hand it to the Panthers.
So what's interesting here, if I'm looking at it, taking this a couple of different directions, I'm always one, finish with the best record you can, win your division, that extra bit of home ice, that could matter. That could matter come round two. If the Panthers win the division, of course, you got to win round one first. But you get to round two, say they're playing Boston in round two, you'd rather have that extra home game, I think. I always think, especially if you play a first-round series that runs deep and then you don't have to get on a plane to go somewhere else, you can either head home or you can just be home when that second-round series starts. I think there's some value to that, and I think having the extra home game, having another game in front of your home fans, having the potential to have a game seven on home ice, I still think all of that matters.
But, Doug, I understand that, but I can't even say his name right, Vasilevskiy, whatever his name is, makes 742 saves one of these games this season. Do we want to see the Lightning? I know historically, like, they knocked us out of the playoffs, like, what, 2-3 years in a row, but like, do we want to play the Lightning?
So I don't think there's a big enough disparity between the Lightning and the Leafs for anybody to get overly concerned one way or the other. I think if you're looking at the two, Ilya Samsonov for Toronto has had his numbers are better. His numbers lately, back half of the season, he had a rough go of it early. Went down to the American Hockey League, came back. He's gotten back on track lately. He's been really good. He had some stretches there, maybe played some of the best hockey of his career. Now, the Panthers have knocked Ilya Samsonov teams out of the playoffs the last 2 years. He was Washington's goalie 2 years ago. He was with the Leafs last season, started that series, was ultimately replaced by Joel Wall during it. But the Panthers have had some success against him in the big games. Andre Vasilevskiy, obviously, we've talked about it a million times. Best goalie of this era, this last 5 to 7 year period, he's right there in that discussion. He's a future Hall of Famer. This season, though, didn't have a training camp, had a surgery in the offseason, didn't debut until the end of November. So he, like I said, didn't have a camp. You could argue that he's been stronger as the season's gone along. He does not have your typical Vasilevskiy numbers this season, and he didn't look totally right in the playoffs for them last year, but we've all seen in certain sample sizes what he can do, and I think if you're looking at those two potential opponents, Andre Vasilevskiy over Ilya Samsonov in a playoff series, I think Tampa Bay would have the advantage there. Offensively, both teams really gifted. Tampa Bay might have the better high-end defenseman and a guy like Victor Hedman, who's going to chew up about 30 minutes a night in a playoff game as long as he's healthy. And on the other side, the Leafs. You could argue that Toronto, their depth on defense might actually be a little bit stronger than the body of work of the overall six that Tampa Bay can throw out there on a given night. Again, health, if health is 100%. I don't think there's enough of a difference between the two teams. I think you just go in, get the best record you can, and just see how it goes from there. I think the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Tampa Bay Lightning, both really good teams, both teams that are capable of winning a round in their own right. It speaks to the overall depth of the National Hockey League. I think the pool of contenders in this league this season, there are 8 to 10 teams that I would almost say that are top-end contenders, and there are teams that are top-end contenders that could be going home in round one. For example, Colorado and Winnipeg. These teams are going to play each other. One of them is not going to live past round one, and those teams are both good enough to win a Stanley Cup. So it's a deep league. It just speaks to the overall competitiveness that there is.
Well, I don't want to sound scurred, but I think Panthers fans have PTSD when it comes to the Lightning, even
and I get it.
Forgetting about last season, yeah. But yeah, with Vasilevskiy, like, we just have some PTSD. I know I read that Paul Maurice said they're going to win tonight. They're trying to win tonight. Carter Verhaeghe's going to play tonight. Yep. Is it Bobrovsky? It's Stolarz.
Stolarz
will play
tonight. That was part of the Paul Maurice said today. This was part of the plan that they had. They want to get just in managing the workload. And we've talked about that on the show quite a bit. And it's, I would imagine, I'm not in those conversations, but when you have two guys playing as well as these two have all season, and when you have a backup who's posted numbers like Anthony Stolarz has this year, it makes it that much easier to be able to go back and forth, depending on what's on the line. And I'm excited for Anthony Stolarz to get the opportunity tonight. And this was something that they had planned out. This was a game that Anthony Stolarz was going to get it sounded like, as they ramp up to the playoffs. And good for him to get into another game because, you know, if Bobrovsky had played three straight going into the playoffs, and then you get into it and all of a sudden, you know, maybe Anthony Stolarz ends up having to come into a game. You don't want him to be too far removed from his last action. And same thing with Carter Verhaeghe. This goes a long way, I think. He's missed the last seven. They like where he is right now, and it's great to be able to get him into a game before you get to game 83.
Boston, though, said that they are going for the win tonight? Like, are
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Are both teams approaching this? Like, yeah, we don't care.
I absolutely. Who we play. I mean, not having heard what Jim Montgomery said earlier today, but I would be shocked if anybody said anything different than we would like to win our division.
Well, you can telegraph it though with who's going to play or we're going to rest.
Yeah, haven't seen the lineup for Boston yet, but I would imagine, especially the other thing, the way this thing's set up, and we don't know exactly when Game One will be for any of these series, but. The Panthers and the Bruins are both done tonight, and I don't think anybody would want to go almost a week without playing a game, depending on when Game One ends up being. So I think a lot of guys are going to want to be in the game tonight. I just think that would be important to a lot of guys.
And this is kind of off subject, but talking about Stolarz, where there was we read an article. Was it George Richards, Stoley the goalie, was about to get paid?
It was somebody we read, but
Alex Lyons last year, and he goes to Detroit, and now Stolarz is about to go somewhere and start. Is that like a feather in the cap of the Panthers' evaluation that you keep bringing these guys in, they ball, and then they have to go somewhere else and be a starter? Because Bob is Bob, but they've brought in a number of goalies that can go off and start somewhere.
Well, I think, and again, we'll see how everything plays out there, but Anthony Stolarz has come in and had a heck of a season, and just looking at it right now, 15-7-2 at 2.03 goals against, .926 save percentage. Those are outstanding numbers, and this will be his 27th game of the season tonight. So a pretty good split there for Bobrovsky and Stolarz, 58 games for Bobrovsky, 27 for Stolarz by night's end. But you look even further back, I think it speaks volumes about the work that Bill Zito and his his staff have done in identifying.
He just got extended, and
that's great news that he's going to be involved long-term and everything like that. But to be able to find these players and goalies fall into that mix, to be able to identify a guy like Alex Lyon, prior to last season and bring him in and get a lot out of Alex Lyon. And he turned it into, really being the number one in Detroit this season. And they're a team that's playing for their lives at this point. They've got a big game against the Montreal Canadiens tonight. So we'll see what happens there. That's a whole different discussion. What's going on with that last playoff spot in the Eastern Conference? If we have about an hour and a half, we could break that all down.
It's fun, though.
Game 82. And this is, but getting back to it, yeah, Anthony Stolarz, again, great find from Bill Zito and the hockey operations department. And he was a guy that posted really nice numbers as a backup in Anaheim on teams that were non-playoff teams for the bulk of his time there that didn't do a whole lot of defending in front of him for a lot of his time there, and he had nice numbers there. So he comes to a team like the Panthers, a veteran team that plays defense, has a structure, expects to win every night. You figure a guy like that's going to come in and thrive, and that's exactly what's happened. So really cool to be able to see what he's been able to string together this year. And I think everybody's just excited to see first how things play out tonight and then who's going to be on the docket come likely this weekend. We don't know the times, dates, anything like that for game one, but when things get going for game 83.
Doug Plagans will be on the call tonight. You can hear it on 560 WQAM, 7:30 puck drop here.
Sync us up.
In Sunrise. Sync them up on TV. That way you listen to Plagans locally and
yeah,
watch the broadcast.
You get a whistle on the TV, you pause it, and then you press play on your TV when you hear that same whistle on the radio, and you'll get us there. The other thing with that eighth spot in the Eastern Conference, there are a lot of different balls in the air. Washington gets a win tonight in any fashion. They play in Philadelphia. The whole conversation's over. The Capitals are the team in the driver's seat. If they get 2 points, doesn't matter how they get it, they are the last team in.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.